Thank you for listening to this teaching from Kingdom Discipleship. As we begin 2026, we want to make this the most prayerful year of our entire lives. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17 declares, quote, "Pray continually." Let's begin today to go before our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the Holy Spirit throughout each day in prayer. Make it a specific point to pray on your knees at least once a day. Let's open our Bible now that we might be encouraged to make this the most prayerful year of our entire lives. Well, good morning and welcome to another teaching. Hopefully you're having a blessed new year so far, and hopefully you really have made this so far the greatest year of your life in walking with Jesus. We're in the beginning of January here. And so, I mean, it will take intentionality. It's going to take perseverance. And, you know, most people, when they make resolutions, they, you know, it's said that they don't make it through January. But there is nothing more worthwhile than having yourself focus in on Jesus and making him the biggest priority of your life. I mean, there is nothing more worthwhile. And the more you do it, the more you'll begin to experience his presence. And then it just starts getting exciting. When you begin to touch heaven, so to speak, right? I'm speaking metaphorically, meaning, you know, having a relationship with Jesus, with God, it is not easy. Like any relationship, it takes effort. We talked last time about this new year, spending time in the Bible. There is nothing more important for our walk with Jesus than putting the Word of God inside of us, right? Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, man or humanity, men and women do not live on physical bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. So again, I cannot say this enough. You want to make this a year where you spend more time in the Bible, more time reading the Bible, studying the Bible, memorizing the Bible, of course, obeying the Bible. And if you're listening to teachings like this, then you're certainly doing that, because that's what we do at Kingdom Discipleship. We labor to teach the Word of God, to preach the Word of God, so that you have more of the Word of God in you. And the more of the Word of God you're putting in you, if you are a genuine Christian, the more Jesus you're putting in you. You remember in John 1:1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." He was with God in the beginning. And John is talking about Jesus. So Jesus is called the Word of God. He's the living Word of God. So again, if you're in Christ today, when you're reading the scriptures, you're not only putting more of the Word in you, the scriptures in you, the Bible in you, you're putting more Jesus in you. So thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, so as you make 2026 the best year of your life in the Bible, you also want to make this a year of prayer, a year where you intentionally pray with more diligence, with more perseverance. And it doesn't have to be praying for 15 minutes at a time, or even 5 minutes at a time, or 20 minutes at a time. The goal in prayer is to go before your Heavenly Father. Go before Jesus, go before the Holy Spirit. Do not pray to generic God, okay? Now again, it's not that there's anything wrong with it, but there's not really a lot right with it. What am I saying? Prayer is given to us as an instrument not to communicate to a generic being God, but to have community and fellowship and intimacy with our Heavenly Father, that we might know God the Father more as our Heavenly Father, that we might experience him as sons and daughters, that we might know him and know his love more. You don't know the generic being God. There is no relationship at all with the generic being, but with our Heavenly Father, with Jesus Christ our Lord, and with the Holy Spirit. You've heard me say this. My wife is frustrated. She says I say it too much. Forgive me, sweetheart. But you cannot have a personal relationship without a person, right? That's why we have one God. He is one being, but all relationship is with each person of the Trinity. You cannot have a personal relationship without a person. Hence, in Jesus, you have relationship with God the Father as your Heavenly Father. And in prayer, you want to go to your Heavenly Father and pray, Father, Heavenly Father. You also want to go to Jesus in prayer and pray directly to Jesus, Lord Jesus. You want to go directly to the Holy Spirit. You want to pray consistently to each member of our triune God. Now, also, we're going to talk about this in perhaps the next teaching. You want to have a lifestyle of praise and thanksgiving and worship as well. Okay, so again, how are you going to make 2026? How am I going to make this year the best year of prayer that I've ever had in my walk with Jesus Christ our Lord? And it's going to take intentionality. It's, you know, every morning, you've heard me say this, one of the first things I do, literally, you know, when I get out of bed, I may go to the bathroom first, sometimes not, but when I step out of bed, I fall to my knees in prayer to my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, our Lord, sometimes the Holy Spirit, but I pray on my knees. And then I also do that often with my wife, sometimes alone, before I go to bed. Now, often I'll do it, you know, during the day as well. But praying on our knees is again, it's become a lost art. It's something that we used to do in the church. And, you know, it's something that we really don't talk about much anymore. But it is a powerful, powerful exercise. You know, C.S. Lewis said, what our bodies do affects our soul. So when you get down on your knees and you humble yourself before Jesus in prayer and you have a posture of prayer, and you've heard me say, if you have young children, again, whatever year old, 10 or 12 years old, you know, and it's certainly good to do it even when they're past 12, but there's no better example for you to show your children than every day, say before they go to bed, you as their mother and father, or mother or father, depending who's putting them to bed, to get down on your knees and have them get down on their knees in a posture of humility and surrender before Jesus, and for your children to see you and you leading them to get down on their knees before Jesus. I mean, think about that. Think about that. Now, the vast majority of us as parents, you know, when we look back on our lives, you know, we would say, man, I wish I did do that with my children. But for those of you who still have that opportunity, do it. Begin today. At the end of 2026, you know, obviously you want to do it whether you have young children or not. But may this be a year where you can look back and say, you know what, I started this process. I started this spiritual discipline of getting down on my knees at least once a day before Jesus. And also, I did it with my children. We started this, you know, this habit. We started this spiritual discipline. And we did it, you know, it'd be great if you did it every day, right? Every day for the rest of our lives. Look at Daniel 6, verse 10. Daniel 6, verse 10. Speaking about Daniel, it says, he went home to his upstairs room. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed. Daniel 6, verse 10. I'm going to read the whole verse here. Daniel 6, verse 10. Now, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Okay, so you see it here, right? The great prophet Daniel, right? With the revelation he had, okay? Three times a day, got down on his knees. Seems like a good habit, right? Look at Luke 22:41. How about Jesus? Luke 22:41. I'll actually start reading in verse 39. Jesus went out, as usual, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down, and prayed. I'll read verse 42. "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." So here we see Jesus modeling for us, getting down on our knees in prayer, okay? And you notice Jesus didn't pray to generic God. Do you know that when Jesus was addressing God, he called him God once? Only once did Jesus, when he was talking to God, did he call him God. And this is what I'm, you know, what I'm explaining here. You don't want to talk or pray to a generic God. Jesus did it once when he was hanging on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? 186 times we find in the scriptures that he addresses him as Father, Father, my Father, 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 Father. But when he's hanging on the cross and God the Father has put his full wrath on Jesus, he's poured the sin of the world on Jesus, no more is Jesus experiencing that incredible eternal relationship that he has with the Father. And so now he cries out, not Father, but my God. Only when the relationship was fractured does he call out to God as God. So again, there's an example to us that, again, we want to be praying to not generic God, but our Heavenly Father. And yes, to Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the Holy Spirit. You want to pray to each member of our triune God. You don't pray to people. You don't pray to, you know, angels, certainly demons, or people alive or dead. You don't pray to great Christians. You don't pray to Mary. Only to your Heavenly Father, only to Jesus Christ our Lord, and only the Holy Spirit. But again, notice verse 41, he withdrew about a stone's throw away beyond them, knelt down, and prayed. All right, look at Acts 7:59-60. You remember Stephen is being stoned. He's the first martyr. He has proclaimed Jesus. He has stood for Jesus. He has spoken for Jesus. And it says in verse 59, while they were stoning him, while Stephen was being killed, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Once again, you don't see Jesus cry out to God. You don't see Stephen cry out to God. When they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus." This is a pretty important time. These are going to be the last words of his life. He's being stoned right now. He knows he's going to leave this earthly life in seconds. and he prays directly to Jesus. Do you see that? That's profound. Okay, so again, you want to be praying directly to Jesus. Again, I would say, again, at least once a day. It's not religion, okay? This is something that we don't have to do, we get to do. And this practice of humbling ourselves and praying directly to Jesus, of course, as well as our Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit, will help us to really experience Him and know Him, love Him and obey Him, and know His love for us. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell on his knees and cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he said this, he fell asleep. The last prayer of his life, he prays on his knees. So again, I'm showing you in the scripture this practice. We saw it in Daniel. We see it in the great martyr Stephen and Jesus himself, right? How about the Apostle Paul? Let's go to Acts 20. Acts 20 and 21. Acts 20. I'll read in verse 36. Paul has given them a speech. He's exhorted them. He says in verse 35, the words of the Lord Jesus, it is more blessed to give than receive. Then in verse 36, it says, when he had said this, he knelt down with all of them and prayed. All right, now look at verse 21, verse 5. But when our time was up, we left and continued on our way. All the disciples and their wives and children accompanied us out of the city, and there on the beach, we knelt to pray. So now you see groups of believers kneeling in prayer. You see the Apostle Paul kneeling down to pray. So why do I do that? Okay. Again, it's my job to teach and preach the scriptures and only the scriptures, okay? It's good for me to tell you to kneel down and pray, but it's more important that I show you in the scripture where this is done so that you're convicted by the word of God. So you see, right? You saw Daniel, right? One of the greatest men of God ever, kneeling in prayer. Okay, you saw Jesus himself, the God-man, when he walked the earth, kneeling and praying to his heavenly Father. You saw Stephen, the first martyr, proclaim Jesus and kneel and pray directly to Jesus. In the last prayer of his life, he's on his knees. And then, of course, you see Paul. And then you see Paul and all the disciples kneeling in prayer. So, you know, you can pause the tape now and get down on your knees. And again, you can pray for 30 seconds. You can pray for a minute. Have a posture of humility. Like I said, I fold my hands, put my fingers together, right? And do this. This won't happen on its own. I've been telling people to do this. Guys in the ministry, you know, for years and years and years and years, and they still don't do it. We've seen in the scriptures, okay, an example of this being done. So why wouldn't we do this? When we have Bible study with all the leaders in Kingdom Discipleship, when we're reading the scripture, we always want to examine ourselves in light of it. So when you see these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 scriptures of not only Jesus, the God-man himself, but all these other men of God kneeling in prayer, what rationale do you or I have for not making this a part of our daily life? Now listen, if it causes you physical pain, okay, that's different, okay? I'm talking to people who can kneel down and get up, and really it's not a problem, okay? Now, if it causes you material pain or difficulty or you're older, okay, so you want to posture your heart, right, in a kneeling position, because, you know, obviously it's the condition of our heart that matters, but as I already said, C.S. Lewis stated that we're animals, and as animals, what our bodies do affects our soul. But again, if you're disabled or you're just older or you're incapable or you have, again, substantial pain, you know, I can already hear people making an excuse. Well, you know, it hurts. Again, I'm talking about if it causes you serious pain, then you know what? Then again, it's not a habit that you need to do. Okay. But if it's just a little inconvenient, okay, I got to kneel down and get up. You know what? It's worth it, y'all. It's worth it. And I have found over the years in doing this that I do experience the presence of Jesus and the pleasure of Jesus more and more and more and more. So again, let's make this a year where we begin this discipline of kneeling prayer. And again, we want to make this a year of prayer in general, right? You know, look at Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Paul says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, prayer praying for yourselves, petition praying for others. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Okay, so again, you want to go before your Heavenly Father. You want to go before Jesus Christ, your Lord. You want to go before the Holy Spirit and present your requests, okay? Not only on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of others. Look at Jeremiah. Let's go back to Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29. The great prophet. And I'll start in verse 11. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen. And I will listen to you. Look at verse 13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Verse 14. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. So, I mean, there's a profound statement. That verse 13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. We want to make this year of 2026, where we seek Jesus more and more with more of our heart. So you see the scripture, you heard me say earlier that having a relationship with your Heavenly Father, with Jesus Christ our Lord, and with the Holy Spirit. And in Jesus, you have relationship with each person, a special relationship with God the Father, special relationship with God the Son, Jesus, as your Lord and Savior and Master and King and friend, right? A special relationship with God the Holy Spirit as your guide, your counselor, and your comforter. But your relationship is going to flow, you know, along the lines of the effort that you put into it, just like any other relationship in our life. Any relationship you have, whether it be with a spouse, a parent, a child, a colleague, a friend, the relationship only grows and cultivates depending on how much effort we put into it. Our relationship with our spouse, with our husband or wife, you know, is only as good as the effort we put into it. And it does take effort, y'all. It will take effort for you to, you know, to get down on your knees. Now, it shouldn't be that hard. Once you get into the practice, you know, praying, say, 7, 8, 10, 12 times a day for 30 seconds or a minute, that won't be hard anymore. It'll be something that you'll look forward to doing. It would be better to pray 20 times a day for a minute than only pray once a day for 20 minutes. Now listen, if you can block out a time of prayer and do nothing but pray for 20 minutes, that's fine. But that doesn't mean you just, you know, you don't engage Jesus at all for the next, you know, 23 hours and 40 minutes. So again, you want prayer as you begin this year. You want to be in prayer throughout the day. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray continually. So you see that? 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Stephen will have it on the screen if you're watching on YouTube. Paul says, pray continually. Okay? What does that mean? Again, it doesn't mean, you know, 24 hours a day, right? 60 minutes, 60 seconds a minute. But it means consistently be in prayer. So again, whatever your prayer habit is now, let's say you may pray once a day, or you say, I do my prayer in the morning. You could pray while you're in the car. Okay, like I said, it's good. When I say that I get down on my knees at least twice a day, I probably pray, I don't know how many times, 10, 15, 20 times, sometimes for 5 seconds, sometimes for 10 seconds, just talking to your Heavenly Father, talking to Jesus, talking to the Holy Spirit, having a conversation, discuss your life with Jesus, discuss your life with your Heavenly Father, discuss your life with the Holy Spirit. Pray continually. We're going to end there. And again, all of this is so that you will spend more time intentionally disciplining yourself to pray more. It's not so that you're doing a religious exercise. This is important, okay? We want relationship. We don't want religion. But again, relationship does take effort, and you're going to get out of it what you put into it. Again, Jeremiah 29:13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. There's no option. Your Father wants to reveal himself to you in a deeper way. Jesus wants to reveal himself to you in a deeper way, right? Profound scripture in John 14, right? That when you look to obey Jesus and love him, you know, our Heavenly Father and Jesus will come and make their home with us. They'll come to us and be at home with us, right? Jesus is not talking about us going to heaven. He's just talking about us having deeper, more profound relationship with Jesus in this life. And, you know, next time we'll probably go through Psalm 15 as an example of this. It may not be next time, you know, but, you know, in the next few teachings, you know, I'm hoping to do Psalm 15, right? There are profound five verses that when you read them, you know, it really speaks to this, you know, who does the Lord want to spend time with and grow in relationship with? So, all right. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's make this 2026 just the greatest, most productive, you know, most powerful year of prayer of our lives. Let's make this a year where we got down on our knees more than ever before, literally every day. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Father, for giving us prayer. We thank you, Father, that we get to pray to you. We thank you that you hear us in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word to us. But Father, we thank you that we can share our hearts and our words with you. Lord Jesus, we worship you. We praise you. We thank you. Holy Spirit, we ask you to convict us. Remind us, convict us, help us to discipline ourselves, to get down on our knees, to humble ourselves before you. Again, whether it be for 10 seconds or 30 seconds or a minute, but to begin this practice of kneeling prayer. And I do ask you to convict us, convict me, Holy Spirit, that we would be driven to prayer more and more and more and more throughout our day. Heavenly Father, we love you, we praise you, and we thank you. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.